good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, the girl with the coolest name in the world, Perry Smart with Steeple Group. Good morning, Perry.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I love how your name is spelled, by the way.
Thank you.
It's just so easy. Perry Smart.
That's right. And most people think it's French. They try to make it Perry. No, it's not French. It's just Perry.
I like it. It's fun.
Thanks.
So I was just talking to Perry, and it sounds like Perry just made her way to town, bought a home. You're like put down roots here.
I put down roots here, and it was a deliberate decision. I am so excited to be in Waxahachie.
Good. Well, we're excited you are here. It's a lovely time to be here. So, Perry, talk to us about Steeple Group. Tell the group here what you guys do.
So the Steeple Group is a business and leadership development organization, and we work with individuals and small companies and large companies, but basically what we want to do is make sure that all parts of their organization are working as effectively and efficiently and working together. And we have five different, I'm going to call them pillars, that we work in. So I always tell folks that we can work with all of these pillars, or we can jump in at any given point. It doesn't really matter, whatever makes sense for that business. But we always like to start with culture, if that's possible. Is the culture of your business what you're hoping it is? And do your customers see the culture as the way you hope they see it?
Let me pause you. What if you work what if you're an employee in a culture that you see it's not the way you want it to go, and maybe the people who need to see don't recognize? What would you suggest to someone in that situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have a lot of assessments, and those assessments are tools that we can use with the employees, with the senior managers, and it really brings people's voices to the table and helps the leadership understand what the perception of that culture is.
Good deal. All right, keep going. Pillar two.
All right, pillar two is going to be selection. So we like to help companies make sure they got the right people in the right seats.
Hopefully that's the case.
Hopefully that's the case, right? Especially if it's your seat.
Right, for real.
Our third pillar is development. And development, that's where you're going to see a lot of leadership development programs, a lot of different trainings that you might do with either the leadership or the individual contributors. Mm-hmm. Fourth pillar is engagement. So we want to make sure that once we've got those right people in the right seats and we've got them trained up, that they stay.
Yeah.
They stick with us. They stay. They're happy. They're able to be as productive as they want to be, or as productive as we need them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then our fifth pillar is going to be leadership succession pipeline. So we help companies figure out what sort of leadership roles are coming up and how do we get our current people ready for those so we can promote from within and not have to go outside of the organization to find our new batch of leaders.
Sounds like a good plan. Good five pillars. So what, when you go through those pillars, what do you see in most organizations as being like the biggest thing that stands out when you pop in? Is there one that stands out more than the others?
You know, that kind of changes depending on the environment we're working in.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you right now, what we're seeing a lot of is request for one of my favorite things to do, actually, which is well-being.
Okay.
And so we know that post-pandemic, we're all still in a little bit of shock.
Mm-hmm.
And so with our well-being programs, we do things like helping employees build resilience, building resilient leaders, how to avoid burnout within organizations, how to make sure that our workplaces are civil and that we're treating each other with respect. Emotional intelligence, that sort of work. And that is my favorite. That's really where my passion is. So I love that kind of work. And we're seeing a huge uptick and a huge demand for that right now.
How would you describe resilience? Because in my mind, when you say resilience, that means that you can handle anything, you're tough, and you can just keep on working.
Yeah, that's a pretty good definition. I tell people that resilience is the ability to bounce back. And maybe even the ability to bounce back better.
Okay.
So taking a hit, being able to get up and figure out how do I learn from this? So really taking the perspective of a growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
How do I learn from this and get better rather than let that obstacle knock me down?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're like probably, you know, like when someone's getting in trouble or has done something and they maybe get something on their file or a note or something like that. I always think it's interesting to watch how people handle the situations. You have those who fall on the ground and they don't get back up, they just can't see themselves pulling back out of it. And then you have those who will just decide, that's not what I want to do, and they kick it out of the park and just keep on going.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of that, I think maybe the difference between part of that is that sometimes people just don't know how.
Yeah.
Right? So being able to teach those skills, mm-hmm. have them have assignments where they have the opportunity to practice, and then be able to take those skills into real world can be really, really valuable.
What if, and if you're tuning in, this is Perry Smart with Steeple Group, and we're talking about the five pillars of her company. And so what if you're listening and you say, you know what, I really wish my company would look into this. What would someone do?
Yeah, there's lots of ways to find me. Like you said, I am right here in Waxahachie.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the website, which is steeplegroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's S-T-E-O-P-L-E. So steeple like people,
mm-hmm.
group.com. You can find the Steeple Group through the Chamber website.
Yes, there's that.
There's that. You can email me directly, and email is pretty easy. It's my first initial, which is P, last name Smart.
You can't forget that.
psmart@steeplegroup.com.
So what if you're someone who wants to make that recommendation and also wants to recommend it the right way? How would you recommend that?
As far as recommending it to your employer?
Yeah. What's the best way to handle that?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's important when you're thinking about how do you recommend this to your supervisor, to your employer, that you really talk about this idea of what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that the organization is as strong as we can be, or we want to make sure that our employees are as happy as they can be. That way they can be productive. We don't have that turnover. And there's never any harm in checking things out, right? I never go into a company with a solution before I talk to him and learn about him and figure out what are your goals and your objectives, and is there a way we can individualize some sort of solution, partner up with you and help you meet those objectives. So,
do you find like some of the younger generation, do you find that they have a different needs? So it seems like when you were talking about earlier, how something that's really important now is, what did you say you were saying? It's like a, how can I take care of myself? What was it?
Well, well-being.
Well-being, yes,
yeah,
that's the word.
Yeah.
Thank you. So well-being, I feel like younger people coming up, that is something that they're bringing in and saying that's important to them in organizations. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know what? There's been a lot of research done about that. And there was a research study done by the Gallup organization. And this was so fascinating because what they did, Julie, is they went out and they interviewed people graduating from high school and college, mm-hmm. starting in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked them a whole battery of questions. And then they repeated that process every year until 2000. Yeah, I think it was 2000. I think that sounds right. And what they found out is that in 1970, those high school and college graduates, they were coming out of school and they said they were working because they needed security. And they knew they were doing a good job if they didn't get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know is as the younger generations are coming up and answering those questions, they're working because they're looking for a sense of purpose. And they're working and continuing to work because they have the opportunities to grow, learn, and develop.
Mm-hmm.
And when they achieve, that's when they know they're doing a good job. So I always tell people, it's not that either generation or any of the generations are right or wrong.
Right. Well, and it's just, and it also, it just depends on what's going on in the economy, what's going on as there, you know, times change and different needs change.
Absolutely. So I think you're on par when you say that those younger generations are looking for opportunities to develop and grow and mm-hmm. feel like they're really being part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, they need to feel fulfilled as in contributing to like the world in some way, and they
Absolutely.
Need to know that they're giving back. I've just noticed a lot of that, which is nice. I mean, that definitely is great. I think about like my parents and like my grandparents and different ones. And I remember my dad, you didn't have to feel like going to work. You didn't have to love a job. He used to tell me, you don't have to like it. You just have to do it. You know, he was a robot doing it. I mean, he would get up every day and just do the same thing all the time. And I just remembered, you know, asking him, why would you keep doing it if you don't like it? He's like, it's work. You don't get to like it. And I never could understand that. So then there's those younger than me who are definitely like, no way, Jose. I'm not going to do something I don't enjoy doing. Absolutely. But I don't think they ever thought that was even a possibility.
Yeah. I think, Julie, our parents must have hung out together. Because my dad always told me, Perry, it's work. That's why it's called work.
Yeah.
It's not called fun. Right? But we know that the younger the generation is, what they tend to really, they have different needs.
Right.
And that's... That's great. I mean, right? It's bringing different things to society. And what it's really fun is when you can go into an organization and help all of the different generations in the workplace appreciate and understand each other.
That is good. Yeah. Getting to that point where everybody can, instead of seeing them as the old ones or the young ones or the unappreciative ones or the outdated. I mean, like, that is nice. So, all right. So, guys, if you work in an organization, if you are part of an organization, if you are an HR professional or a
business owner or a manager or a leader,
and you would like to have Perry come out and talk to you, what does that look like initially? Do they come out and do a consultation with you, or you come out and do a consultation?
Yeah, I would come to them, would do a consultation. I just, you know, it's really important to me with anybody I work with that we have genuine and authentic relationships and that I've got a good feel for what it is that they're looking to do. And so I would spend some time and learn about the business and figure out what their objectives were and then come up with some solutions, ways that we could partner together to do that.
Good deal. All right. So, guys, like I always say, you know where to find this recording. If you are listening and driving and you can't remember what in the world, but you are interested and you want to reference it later, it's on the Chamber page. And they can also find you again, Perry. Tell them one more time. What's your website?
Yep. They can find us at steeplegroup.com. It's STEOPLE group.com. Or they can email me directly, and it's just psmart@steeplegroup.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Perry. And we'll see you guys next week.